The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. We are entering our final hour for this program and for the week, and we are always grateful whenever you spend time with us. Thank you for joining us today. Please know, on this Friday, you're more than welcome to participate directly by calling the program. We have a lot of open lines, 888-528-2557. And there is no particular topic on the table here. We're going to get into a topic in a moment, but in terms of call-ins, Open Phone Friday is wide and varied. You are welcome to share about maybe an issue that you're concerned about, something you've heard on the program, and also questions. If you just want to ask me something, let's see what happens. 888-528-2557. Now, I need to take a deep breath because we're gonna get into something very deep and very heavy here. I was having a conversation with a good friend this morning about, well, just kind of the human condition and how some of us at times when it gets a little iffy or when our belief systems start becoming challenged, we have a tendency to shy away from getting in deeper, let alone changing how we view things. I think it's quite common that when you have your mind made up about an issue, we often seek out information and commentary that validates what we think and believe, and we go, see, there it is. But the idea of introducing more information that may challenge your belief system it's work. So I don't know how else to introduce this other than to tell you this is going to disturb some of you. And I don't share it for that impact. I share it because, well, number one, the person that conveys this information is someone I know, I've gotten to know over the last year. I hold him in very high regard. He's actually a medical doctor who has treated hundreds of patients, saved many lives. Recently, his life was saved, and has an extraordinary amount of experience and knowledge when it comes to things like, well, how to treat disease. If you listened to the program at all last year, early on when we started weighing into this thing called COVID-19, some of you heard the interview I did with Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. In fact, to my knowledge, I think I'm correct. That interview of the 8 years I've been on the air is the most listened to interview. The first one we did had, in terms of podcast downloads, I know we were in the tens of thousands. And you may not even know who Vladimir Zelenko is. So let me give you a brief background on him, and then he shared some information with me this morning in a private text, and I said to him, I want to share that with my listeners, and he said, please do. And then I'm going to follow it up with a commentary about the same topic. So get ready. So Vladimir Zelenko is an Orthodox Jew. He at one time lived in New York. I don't know if he still lives there, but in his community, he was assigned 35,000 people in a little less than 2 mile radius. And when COVID hit, his community got hit pretty hard. And I may be doing the story a bit of injustice, but from what I recollect, there were a few hundred people, some of who were very sick, and he made a decision in all of his years of being a doctor to separate those that were in a situation by which were minorly affected by COVID and those that whose life was very much in danger. And he developed something called the Zelenko Protocol, which is a combination of hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, and zinc sulfate. And he found that treating those that were in very dire situations, most of them, their health turned around almost immediately. Now, if you tracked any of the mainstream narrative about the pandemic and over the last year, you heard a number of different things. And now with the uncovering of thousands of Anthony Fauci's emails, it's become even more interesting. But early on, we heard this is really bad. We had the model from London, 2.2 million people will die. Horrible, horrible news of what was to come. And I'm just going to hit a few points and then and share what Dr. Zelenko sent me today. And then after a period of time, we took a breath and like, okay, this is bad. But we started hearing, at least not necessarily in the mainstream, we started hearing about something called hydroxychloroquine. Now, if you've done any overseas trips, mission trips, you know, if you've gone to countries where malaria is a possibility, for the last 60 years, you, as a prophylaxis, you took hydroxychloroquine before you went to kind of help you in case you're exposed to malaria. Hydroxychloroquine is also used in a lot of other areas. But for 60 years, it's been used freely, no harm, no side effects, all of that. So as Dr. Zelenko treated patients successfully, he started getting a little pub. Then he was introduced into the world of social media. I remember the day he got his first Twitter account. And then shortly thereafter, he wrote a letter to then President Trump about what he had done. Well, you may remember when President Trump took to television and people were shocked when he made the declaration that indeed he was taking hydroxychloroquine. And the left had a fit. Next thing you know, hydroxychloroquine, bad, awful. And it was on, this idea of attacking anything in terms of therapeutics. And now here we are, many months later, the big push that President Trump started. You know, those of you that think I'm a Trump apologist, I am very concerned about the shots. I don't call them vaccinations. And Trump administration is the reason why, large part, we have access to the shots now, even though the Biden administration takes all the credit, which is such a lie, and that's what they do. Previous administration lied about some things, too, but not like this new one. But I digress. So after many months of being in the war, Vladimir Zelenko, after serious life-threatening surgery, he came out and survived. He wasn't supposed to. His edge became sharpened, and he started to speak publicly in social media that this was crimes against humanity. It's been shut down. It's on Telegram now, if you're interested. But let me share with you what he sent me today. It's under the heading, The True Narrative. Again, get ready. This is going to be shocking to some of you. Number one, COVID-19 is a man-made bioweapon released from Wuhan Viral Lab. Number two, Fauci and his accomplices gave critical technology and funding to China to develop a weapon of mass destruction. Number three, pre-hospital treatment of COVID-19 was intentionally suppressed. Life-saving information and medication was also intentionally suppressed. Number four, The Zelenko protocol was developed in mid-March of last year. As I said, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and azithromycin. This protocol reduced hospitalization and death by 84%. Multiple studies have proven this to be a scientific truth. Number five, academic fraud, media false propaganda, and governmental malfeasance vilified pre-hospital treatment with the Zelenko protocol. Now, number six and seven are very difficult to hear, but I need to read it into the public record. This is Vladimir Zelenko. Number six, out of 600,000 dead Americans, we could have saved 510,000 of them. Number seven, the American people have been brutalized and are victims of mass murder and crimes against humanity. And then he has a short solution part. Number one, immediately endorse pre-hospital treatment and make it the standard of care. Do you know we have no standard of care a year plus into this? Hospitals don't have a standard of care. And number two, bring the criminals to justice. Vladimir Zelenko, MD. Any thoughts about that? 888-528-2557. Now, I received that in somewhat of a confidential email. I told him I would like to share his thoughts on the air. He said, please do. And then today, the same day, I see this commentary by a man named Jim Hoft. Let me read the headline and read the body of what he shares. And in some ways, it shadows what Dr. Zelenko has shared. And some information in this commentary is very sobering, I warn you. But please, please listen to it, because we're in a war right now. Whether you believe it or not, oh, June 15th, California was going to open, blah, blah. Now we're hearing maybe July 31st because OSHA's involved. And what's true, what's not true, what's really going on here? Deception, confusion, fear. We need to combat fear at the very heart. Part of the way you combat fear is to inform yourself. So let me read Jim Hoft's commentary. It's called Smoking Gun. Fauci lied, millions died. Fauci was informed of hydroxychloroquine success in early 2020, but lied to the public instead despite the science. Jim Hoft writes, it's been over a year since the WHO declared the coronavirus a pandemic after originally downplaying the threat. It's no secret that both the disease and the response to combat it followed the SARS-CoV-2 outbreak in late 2019 have turned our world upside down. Mandates, lockdowns, and guidelines seem to change every time Dr. Fauci opens his mouth. All of these unprecedented rules were put into place. We were told to slow down the spread of the disease that today is linked to the death of over more than 500,000 Americans and 3.7 million global citizens in the last year. You would think that researchers would have concentrated on prophylactic and therapeutic solutions of this disease, especially since this disease is a death sentence for the elderly, the obese, those with pre-existing conditions. The coronavirus doctors have forced children to avoid school, mask up, and get vaccinated. One would think that after all this time, there would be a consensus in the hospitals, in the nursing homes, and in other treatment centers on how to treat a COVID-positive patient or resident. Jim Hoft writes, this is not the case. There still is no agreed-upon treatment plan for elderly patients who catch coronavirus to assist in their recovery. The CDC and Dr. Fauci ignored treatment plans for coronavirus patients unless the person was under severe distress. Cardiologist and professor of medicine Peter McCullough testified in Texas earlier this year. Dr. McCullough sees COVID patients and says 85 of COVID patients given multi-drug treatment plan recover from the disease with complete immunity. McCullough said, quote, the pandemic could have been over by now if those who tested positive for COVID had been immediately treated before they fell ill enough to be hospitalized. He also says that thousands could have been and still could be saved if the treatment protocol he and other physicians use were not suppressed. End quote. Does this sound familiar? Hoft writes, does Dr. Fauci and the CDC and the WHO, they suppress this effective treatment plan and others. Hundreds of thousands of innocents died. And now this. The website C19HCQ.com tracks all of the international studies on hydroxychloroquine and its effect on the coronavirus. There is now a new study, and the results are shocking. Now, hydroxychloroquine is not effective when used very late with high dosages over a long period. The effectiveness improves with early usage and improved dosing, but early treatment consistently shows undeniable positive effects. That's the science. The numbers are astounding. Hoft writes, hydroxychloroquine worked on COVID-19 last spring. Hydroxychloroquine worked on COVID last fall. Hydroxychloroquine worked on COVID-19 last winter. And hydroxychloroquine works on COVID-19 today. Dr. Fauci and the CDC banned hydroxychloroquine as treatment for coronavirus. They lied about its effects. They lied about its dangers. Larry Johnson touched on this in an article Wednesday night, took excerpts from Headline USA's reports on Dr. Fauci's emails regarding hydroxychloroquine. Hoft writes, but the emails also showed that Fauci was more in the loop than he let on concerning some of the Trump administration's proposed treatment solutions. He notoriously second-guessed then-President Donald Trump during a press conference statement about the benefits of using hydroxychloroquine. Fauci refuted President Trump in a White House press conference on March 25. Although Fauci seemed taken aback and insisted that the anecdotal claims had yet to be conclusively studied, a month earlier, he had been looped into an email to Pence on February 29, in which a pair of Oklahoma physicians extensively discussed their research on it. Fauci also responded to a February 24 inquiry that noted that China had been reporting about its clinical studies with the drug. Wrote Maryland pharmacologist Philip Gaddy, quote, is there any indication or data to substantiate this claim from China that chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine can decrease COVID-19 infections and lung disease? Fauci passively replied and echoed what he would later convey on the national stage. He wrote dismissively, quote, there are no data in this brief report, and so I have no way of evaluating their claim. He continued, there are a lot of these types of claims going around. I would love to see the data, end quote. Then in May, Dr. Fauci told CNN that hydroxychloroquine was actually dangerous and ineffective. Stay with me here. Fauci told CNN hydroxychloroquine was actually dangerous when used as a prophylactic against coronavirus. Hydroxychloroquine, or HCQ, had been used safely for 65 years in millions of patients, and so the message was crafted that the drug is safe for its other uses, but dangerous when used for COVID-19. This statement made headlines throughout the fake news media, and it was a complete and absolute lie. After Fauci's statements on hydroxychloroquine, the tech giants began censoring any mention of the drug. The media mocked President Trump and anyone who suggested the drug was safe and effective. Doctors treating coronavirus patients were suspended from their social media accounts. And hundreds of thousands of people died. It was all based on a lie perpetrated by Dr. Anthony Fauci. And then Jim Hoft writes, what is strange is that Dr. Fauci cheered hydroxychloroquine use for treating the MERS coronavirus back in 2013. What changed? When the history books are written, Dr. Tony Fauci will go down as one of the greatest, and again, these are Jim Hoft's words, will go down as one of the greatest mass murderers of our day. He funded the research on coronavirus in the U.S., then he funded it in China after it was banned here, then he downplayed the severity of the disease, then he lied about a successful treatment for the dangerous man-made pathogen, and then Jim Hoft writes, Fauci's a killer, arrest him. Lastly, here are two of the dozens of previous reports on hydroxychloroquine and its effectiveness. Huge, noted Yale epidemiologist Dr. Fauci and FDA have caused the death of hundreds of thousands of Americans that could have been saved. That would be Harvey Risch. Another one, after 440,000 Americans are dead, Facebook and American Journal of Medicine admit their stand on hydroxychloroquine was wrong. These people should have been prosecuted. You can find that entire piece at The Gateway Pundit by Jim Hoft. 888-528-2557. Do you have any response to either what Dr. Zelenko shared or the commentary by Jim Hoft? And again, I welcome all of your comments. That was some pretty intense stuff, no doubt about it. But what do we do with this? Do we just kind of chalk it off as conspiracy theory? Do we keep going with the ongoing, ever-changing mainstream narrative? Mask on, mask off. Take the shot, save a life, love your neighbor. I think it's much more complex than that. And I do hope and pray you have some response. Maybe shock is your response. Maybe fear is your response. I pray against both of those. Those are ploys of the enemy. We shouldn't be shocked. We definitely should not be afraid. But what do we do? How do you take action? 888-528-2557, 888-528-2557. We have open lines, and we'll continue more of this, the Frank Sontag Show, next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for listening and for joining us. By the way, if you missed the impact segment, this is a day you may want to go back and download the entire program on our podcast section after the program. I read some very sobering information from Dr. Vladimir Zelenko and a commentary by Jim Hoft at Gateway Pundit, all about COVID and Anthony Fauci and treatment and lies and quite possibly needless deaths. Let me add a couple of other items and then we're going to go to the phones. Vladimir Zelenko also did share this text with me. This is his anecdote. Number one, have faith in God. Stop being afraid and use common sense. Two, if you're a moderate to high-risk patient, take medicine for prevention. Three, if you get sick, start treatment immediately. Do not wait for test results. Avoid the hospital. Four, if your doctor doesn't want to treat you, get a new doctor. Number five, do not listen to the CDC, the FDA, the NIH, or the WHO. Do not listen to the false narrative on mainstream or social media. Number six, do not inject experimental viral mRNA genetic material into your body. By the way, that's what the Pfizer and the Moderna shot does. That is not what the J&J shot does. Seven, treatment should include vitamin C, D, zinc. If you need be, an antibiotic. Also, consider taking ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, quercetin. These are all prophylactic use. And finally, have faith in the one true God and reject the false wannabe deities that caused this crime against humanity. Vladimir Zelenko. Last thought. When you think about what's going on in our state, is it not a bit weird to you the way in which they're pitching for us to take the drug? I mean, really, lotteries? It's part of me wants to say it's quite weird and bizarre. Another part of me is, and I mean no disrespect, but if we're dumb enough to go for this, like, hey, I'll get the shot. I want to win $1 million. I'd like to suggest maybe you don't value your life all that much. Here's some of the things we're doing in California. Bribing people into entering an experimental trial, literally. These are experimental drugs. They haven't been approved by the FDA. California launching a $116 million giveaway for vaccinated Californians. Oh, where do I get my shot? Maybe I'll win some bucks. $15 million in cash prizes for 10 winners. $50,000 for winners. Already been vaccinated? Hey, you're automatically entered. Great news. Wow. I take the shot, get healthy, and win some bucks. Oh, yeah, by the way, if you're not vaccinated, the next 2 million people to do so, you can also get a $50 gift card. Don't even get me going in other ways in which people are being bribed all across the country. And very last but not least, this anonymous guy on Instagram, I've gotten more emails about this guy than just about anything I've run recently. But it just kind of makes you wonder. Now, he makes some interesting points. I don't agree necessarily with everything. But I think his questions are good ones.
The coronavirus is killing people, right? And the vaccine is supposed to help cure that, keep that from happening. Yet the vaccine is free. You're getting donuts, you're getting weed, you're getting money, you're getting burgers, you're getting fries. Now in Las Vegas, you can get a free lap dance, a bottle, and a membership to a strip club. And again, the virus is deadly and the cure is free. Look at all of these other deadly ailments we have. And so many people die because what? They can't afford to pay for healthcare or they can't afford to pay for treatment. They don't get nothing for free. So why is everything so free right now for this vaccine? That's my question. What's your answer?
The longest, it is Janine in Simi Valley. Janine, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Frank, it's good to hear your voice. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing. Thank you for calling.
Oh, what a load you just uncovered. I'm sad. As a Christian woman, I respect your thoughts and have no doubt in what you're putting out on the radio today, but it just is alarming in the numbers that have been revealed and what is coming out now, you know, a year plus that this virus has been exposed and the senseless deaths. And it's, you know, as Christians, we're told not to fear, don't be afraid, God is in control. But when you hear this information, my thoughts go to all of those family members that I know that have taken this vaccine because they trusted Dr. Fauci, and they trusted the people that are put into these positions to protect us because they have the knowledge and the education to do so. And when you hear this information, you just begin to wonder what's next. Because these are clinical trial vaccinations, what is going to happen a year or two from now for those who have taken the vaccination. It's just all of it is overwhelming. And towards the end of your comment before we just heard the recording, you made a great point about common sense. And I think if we all just took a step back a year ago and didn't react and just thought common sense, those of us that have raised our children that have had the flu, you stay home when you're sick, use common sense. Had we just not given in to what we were being force fed so, so intently, I just wish more people would have stood up and just thought before the reaction.
Well, let me respond. Janine, again, thank you. I mean it. Thank you for your heartfelt comments. For me, I agree with most of what you shared, but here is also the challenge. How do we respond now? Now, if I was a listener and I heard this information, I'd be knocked down pretty hard. It's okay to spend a short time in just being overwhelmed and what does this mean? Maybe upset, sad, angry. I think that's part of the process. But to me, there comes a moment where, okay, now what? And crawling in a corner and cowering and whimpering and, oh, I'll do whatever the government tells me to do, to me is not an option. Early on, a handful of people that I hold in high authority, men that I know that are in different positions of ministry, a couple that I hold very closely, said, we're going to find out what people really are made of now. And I think that's true. But Satan is a liar. Spiritual warfare is real. It's full on right now. And I say, don't give in to the lies. Don't give in to the fear. Don't tap out. There are greater battles ahead. Now, we are also inundated with information that I believe is part of, well, the challenge. Who do you believe? How do you respond? What is the truth? Right? All of that. First of all, as followers of Christ, the truth is in the Bible. If ever there's a time to get close to Christ, it's right now. This is not taking him by surprise at all. And the challenge of how to move forward is a challenge. God may have your gifts a certain way, by which somebody else listening, that's not the way God is calling you to address such things. But by all means, you can't live your life in fear. You need to live your life. The stories I hear are heartbreaking about people that are afraid to visit some of their parents because they've not taken the shot or you haven't, and fear, 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 fear. We don't even hug each other anymore. Look, as a society, we've given in, we've given up, we've agreed to let our children be taken out of school. We still have masks on them. We've looked at men. I won't name Fauci in particular. By the way, here's a question, here's a thought. Do you ever think that Fauci may be a fall guy right now, that there's more to this? Like, let's throw him under the bus. Some other people that maybe are in positions of attempted gaining of power and control. Maybe this is just a big diversion. I don't know. I think most of it is true. We've got emails now. I've never trusted this man, but he's not the only one, right? He's not just the bad guy. Satan's the enemy. And be careful to try to stay in the present moment. Don't go to the, you know, what if. In fact, John Eldred shared it on the program at one time. You know, do not go to what if. I had John on the program literally, I think it was the Friday when we first started hearing about this.
People needed to be shook up. And I'm not saying that insensitively. But look, Hebrews 12, God says, I'm going to shake everything so that only that which is unshakable remains. And frankly, I've been shaken. I'm honest. This is exposed, you know, my freaking out over my, you know, 401k and my retirement account and, you know, what's going to be my future and all. It is exposing the entire planet to the false gods and the false security that we all put our hope in. And I think that's really good because it's this incredible gospel moment, I think, for you know, people don't turn to God when everything's great. People turn to God when they need help and they need a foundation. So, like, far out, man. Let the church shine.
One more of John Eldridge in, I believe it was February. I believe that's when he was on, of last year.
Right now, fear has swept the earth. And when you get billions of people, billions, making massive agreements with fear,
yep,
that creates a spiritual climate that is really gnarly.
Yep.
And I'm not by nature a fearful person, but this morning at 2 a.m., boom, I was just awoken with fear. And so, friends, you got to understand, right now you're like a submarine. And all around you is this intense pressure, you know, 20,000 leagues under the sea. Like, you are in this pressure. And so you don't want to be making agreements with fear. You don't. And the thing about not worrying about tomorrow, you see, when you start speculating about the future, I wonder if, it's opening your soul up to the fear of the world. And so, just out of kindness, I want to say no agreements with fear, no agreements with speculation. Jesus, who you loved and were great with last year, same Jesus, same goodness, you know, he's got you. No fear, friend.
No fear. I couldn't agree more. By the way, March 13th, that Friday, was when we first started hearing about such things. That interview was done on Wednesday, March 18th, 5 days after the Friday when this all began. All right, we've got a full board. We're late for a break. Let me just share with you more of the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. We're going to take a call or two. I'm getting a lot of emails of people saying, how can I get a copy of the program? Probably the best and only way is if you go to our website, kkla.com, and download the podcast of the radio program. We make the entire show available to you virtually when we sign off. Kkla.com, under the podcast section, find the program. I've also got a couple of emails of guys asking about the event on the 26th. Let me promote two events, two important events coming up. Friday, June the 25th, for those of you that are in pastoral ministry or if you're a church leader, at Shepherd Church that morning, there's a special, well, sharing of by Pastor Jack Graham on the state of the church in our state. And it's a message of encouragement to you as pastors and church leaders. It's 10 o'clock Friday morning at Shepherd Church. For information, and you probably have heard the commercials, go to kkla.com, and the keyword is pastor. So that is for only those in ministry. Saturday morning, separate from the radio station, my personal ministry, KMG, is doing an event in Thousand Oaks, Newberry Park at Godspeak, Pastor Rob McCoy's church. It's in the morning at 8 o'clock to 1. This is for all men, men only, and it's a call to challenge you and to encourage you. And I know we get bombarded and inundated with men's events, and this church is doing that, and oh, Pastor so-and-so did one recently, it was great. Our events are not church ministry events. We may do them at churches because we, quite honestly, we get a break on the rent. But we are not a church ministry. We are a Christian men's ministry. And we challenge you. A lot of our speakers, like Daryl Strawberry, one of my main guys, his testimony is amazing. So I just want to be emphatic here of telling you we have less than 100 tickets left. And I pray that God will speak to you if he wants you to be there. This is about engaging culture, your life. We're going to challenge you to engage, and we're going to give you the tools to fight. But if you don't want to change, nobody can make anybody change. This will be a life-changing morning. Just go to franksontag.com to get your ticket now. Less than 100 remain. Ginny in Torrance, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. Hello, Ginny.
Hi, Frank. Thank you so much for taking my call. And just a special shout-out. Please, please continue this conversation. I am just amazed that we can actually even talk about it based on how much it's been censored over social media and TV. I just wanted to add, I've been looking at so much information since the COVID lockdown started back in March. It started when I was listening to a podcast and these doctors were talking about a, and I'm not science, but a chimeric formula where there was a insertion at the pharynx cleavage site. And so that is what began it all for me. And I just researched everything I can get my fingers on. A good source that I find is Dr. Marcola. He's been heavily censored, but he has put out so much great information over the past year, as has Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s site. He's linked into that Children's Health Defense Fund.
Well, let me respond, and I apologize for being so brief. I need to take one more call. We're almost out of time. Please be patient with me. We'll revisit this next week. I'll give you much more time. I agree with you. With all of the censorship going on and sites being shut down, if one really wants to delve into other information from reputable sources and doctors, you can find it. It's out there, but you have to really want to find it. Ginny, thank you. Madison in Irvine, we've got 1 minute. It's all yours. You're on the Frank Sontag Show. Hi, Madison.
Hi, Frank. Thanks for taking my call. I just actually, it's interesting what she mentioned about Dr. Mercola, because I have also followed his articles, and I that kind of added to what I want to say, which is this. My frustration has not been with the government so much as it's been with people. I feel like people, even now, have just kind of rolled over, exposed their tummies, and just said, you know, I'll do whatever you want. Just don't let the virus get to me. And it's like, and the thing that's most bothersome is that we do, you can get online and do the research, do your due diligence, and people aren't. They're just kind of, I can't say that about everybody, but I talk to people and I find myself going, did you hear this? Did you hear this? And there's no alarm. There's no concern. There's just, well,
and let me agree with you. And again, as I share with Ginny, time is of the essence. Thank you. Please call next week. We'll talk more about this Monday. I want to validate what you say. There are people that have been shut down and are shut down. Look, we've had a year plus of information warfare where so many people have just given up. There are many of us that have never given up, and there are more and more of us that are saying, I've had enough. And I believe people are coming out of a new and into a new season. Be encouraged. Be diligent. But please, above all, if you're a follower of Christ, read the Bible, pray, ask God to speak with you and guide you during these trying times. And if I can do anything for you, email me at franksontag@kkla.com, or you can go to my website, franksontag.com. This is the Frank Sontag Show.